Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Don Close as we talk about negotiated cash cattle sales in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 4th, starting 8 a.m. on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 23,350 head to be offered, 4,700 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and 1,800 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Senior Animal Protein Analyst Don Close with Rabo Agri Finance says, we need more cash cattle trade, no doubt about that, but we've also got to make sure that we're able to reward those producers cranking out a high-quality carcass.
I think the increased volume of cattle will provide a greater level of confidence throughout the market. I think it's the thing we have to do. But I think if you look down the road, and we've seen the steady growth in that negotiated grid, that you're still getting paid for that premium and discount schedule. I think that holds real opportunity. As you are well aware, you know, the published piece I did earlier this year, and I think we have real opportunity of pricing cattle off of cutout. I think that would advance the market. It put us closer to more closely connected to responses in the market by consumers that would help the market out. I think it would resolve a lot of this the friction between producers of transaction types. But I also know it's a big reach to make that leap to cutout. But I do think that's just a perfect example of as leverage neutralizes or even inverts, And we continue to push the envelope on ways we can merchandise cattle, that's when I think that will largely rectify itself over time.
You've got obviously some populist groups pushing hard with these senators, Senator Grassley especially, on this wanting to mandate a huge number of cattle sold cash, just flat out cash, limited number of days, then to get to the packing plant. What would that do to the industry if that happened?
I think it would be incredibly detrimental. If you look at the percentage increase in choice and prime carcasses that we're seeing today, and we're, you know, in that 80 to 83% level, that was 55% just 25 years ago. When we started selling cattle for individual carcass merit, that's where the incentive came to make those cattle better. If we go back to any kind of mandated percentage, it's going to force us back into selling cattle on the average that absolutely disincentivizes that quality improvement. And I think it would be a horrible mistake for the industry.
Yet a lot of conversation about that. I guess a lot of folks are very interested.
There's a lot of people interested. And one thing I absolutely want to... I truly have compassion for the frustration that producers are going through. I can see a lot of desire out there that, you know, whatever we're doing is not work. Let's do something. And just a shooting from the hip approach to make changes for change's sake. And I'll repeat what I said earlier. If you go back and look at that leverage index or that price relationship between cutout values and live cattle, I mean, that is the very nucleus of where price discovery takes place. And as that available supply of cattle contracts, even with the reduced slaughter capacity, we will reach an equilibrium point. So, and that in turn will give producers that leverage to see the improvement that we so desperately need.
Market analyst Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, InceAuction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.